And now this is a dictation for Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D, Clark, C-L-A-R-K, April 23, 47, address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, a follow-up for Mr. Clark. He goes by Mike, M-I-K-E, with a renal transplant from his knees, December 2008. He has COPD changes from prior smoker with respiratory failure requiring oxygen in 24 hours. Presently 4 liters. He was recently admitted to the hospital at Boma Hospital from March 9 to March the 12th in relation to COPD exacerbation and acute on chronic renal failure. They stopped his diuretics, which he doesn't agree. He has significant chronic dysphagia, mostly to solids, and progressive weight loss from 147 present in 134. He also has the cubit eye on the sacral area that rupture open. He's taking blood thinner medications. There was moderate bleeding that already is stopping. He's open to the idea of visiting nurses. Next paragraph, no vomiting. Has diarrhea for what he takes Pepto-Bismol, denies any gross bleeding, no kidney transplant tenderness, good urinary output without cloudiness of blood. He's drinking his liquids. The sacral area is very painful, limiting his mobility. He has dyspnea, which is severe at rest and or activities. He's also hard of hearing, presently no antibiotics, no purulent material hemoptysis. Does use his inhalers, refuses to use the CPAP machine, makes his breathing worse. There has been a recent fall, but no focal weakness, nothing to suggest fracture or dislocation. Denied chest pain, palpitation, headaches. He's supposed to see lung doctor, Dr. Obey, O-B-E-I-D, tomorrow. I review the discharge summary from the hospital. Recent creatinine, he did go up to 2.4 at the time of discharge, already improving. There has been also some abnormalities with MOBITZ, M-O-B-I-T-Z type 1. Echocardiogram within normal limits, elevated pulmonary pressure at 35. Recommendation to avoid medications that block the AV node. Acute kidney injury improved by holding laces and giving the hydration. CT scan with bronchiectasis. Suspicious for chronic aspirations, which were confirmed by speech pathology evaluation. Patient has decided for no further workup in that regard. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home high, 159-103, pressing weight 134, chronic hoarseness of the voice, chronic respiratory distress, which is baseline for him. Alert orientation 3, next paragraph, medication list review for the transplant. I want to highlight prednisone, tacrolimus, CellCept. Otherwise, he's back on the Lasix, anticoagulation with Xarelto, has been on sodium bicarbonate. Next paragraph. Chemistry is presently creatinine 1.6, which is now baseline for him for a GFR of 42. Low sodium 136, low potassium 3.5, metabolic acidosis 22. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. 1+ of protein in the urine, no blood. Anemia 12.6 with a normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute on chronic renal failure, thought to be pre-renal state, return to baseline. Next number, renal transplant from Nice, December 2008. Next number, CKD stage 3. No documented obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen 24 hours. Next number, prior smoker, COPD abnormalities. Next number, atrial fibrillation anticoagulated. Next number, alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. Next number, high-risk medication immunosuppressants. Next number, sleep apnea does not tolerate CPAP machine because of the severe respiratory distress. Next number, hoarseness of the voice and chronic dysphagia. Documented on speech pathology, does not want any further workup. Next number, probably hypertensive cardiomyopathy with normal ejection fraction. Does have enlargement of the right and left atrium, dilated inferior vena cava, moderate pulmonary hypertension. Next number, weight loss. Next number, sacral decubiti. He's open to have evaluation by visiting nurses of wound care. Next paragraph, all issues discussed at length with the patient. He's a high risk of morbidity, mortality. End of dictation.